Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith Alive, the process of there, where we walk by faith, not by sight. We trust God as we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God uses ordinary people, unlikely folks, unlikely candidates. He is chosen for his call, and the call is not a position. It's the call to be part of his family, the call to love him and to serve him and to give him all. He chooses us, and he anoints us, and he puts his word in us and his spirit, his power, and he walks us through learning how to be kingdom-minded, kingdom kids. And it takes a lifetime for us to learn all the lessons because we've been so far into our own sin for many, many years, and we inherited sin and we inherited bad habits. So God walks us through becoming as he is, and it's a wonderful thing because we're going through the process of there, which is the place that he's called us to, wherever he's leading us. That's the there place, and he himself gets all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's wonderful to be in 2015, a place where we're expecting God to do wonderful things. We're expecting God to move by his power to ignite his people even the more, to cause a maturity and fruit, to cause the service of our maturity to go to another level, to cause our love relationship with him to even go deeper, place of rest and a place of fulfillment, where God is going to do wonderful, wonderful things for the body of Christ. So it's amazing how God can take time and make time yield what he says. Regardless of what's going on in the world, what's happening in the world, our God has made promises to his people, and our God is faithful to keep every promise that he has given us. Yesterday we started a 15-minute empowerment talking about not being deceived, and I'm going to go into that a little bit more and so that we are able to understand. There are things in our lives that we need to make sure that we don't transfer into our new year, into this new place. Whatever the enemy tried to do through accusations, through accusing, through attacks, emotional, mentally, spiritual, whatever it was, and he tried to get in the last blows before this year came in to make us feel a certain way, to carry a certain burden, to be under bondage, to even have wrong mindsets. Those things have to be dropped, have to be let go, because they take your focus off of what you're expecting for 2015. And we understand that God has called us into 2015 to see the demonstration of his power. He's going to do some wonderful things, and we're expecting great things. God's going to speak. He's going to move. He's going to do miracle signs and wonders. He's going to ignite the body of Christ. We're going to evangelize. We're going to see so many great things in the body of Christ and personally. So we can't have wrong mindsets that the enemy has used attacks to make us hold on to previous things and to hold on to what we had in 2014. This is a new season. It's a new day, and God is going to do some great things. I'll talk about faith for a minute here. We always hear about faith, talk about faith, and we just think sometimes that faith is this presto magic thing, and we just going to have this great faith. Faith is a product of what we endure and what we go through as we apply the word, believe God's word by faith. As we go through, as we wait on the Lord, as we take the word and we use it, as we apply it, as we pray in faith, believe in faith, stand in faith, decree in faith, in every situation that we're going through, our faith muscles are being built. Our faith muscles are being stretched. It's like the normal muscle. If you want to get toned, if you want to get lean, if you want to get fit, and you're with a trainer, they stretch the muscles, they push the muscles, there's resistance there because they understand if you want that muscle to respond and to look and to produce what it needs to, there must be certain things that happen to make that muscle get the result that you want. It's the same in the spirit. the things that we go through, stretch our faith muscle, build our faith muscles, produces much more faith. When we look in the life of Abraham, when we hear and we read and we study about him being the father of great faith, and he was a man of great faith, but you have to understand this. Abraham's faith was tried. Abraham's faith was mocked. His faith was mocked because he had a name that he was not yet walking into. He was called a father, and then a father of many nations. And here he was, he did not have a son in the physical realm. But Abraham saw in the spirit that God was going to make him the father of many nations because this was a spiritual connection. This was a spiritual product. God allowed him to walk around and to be mocked and to be criticized and to be laughed at and situations that came in his life. He allowed all of those things until he worked Abram out and brought Abraham to the forefront. When we're in our wait, when God is allowing certain things to come in our life and we're waiting on promise, God is dealing with us. He's working on character. He's working on behaviors. He's working on mindset. He's working on your faith. He's working on everything about you to transform you, shift you, change you, consecrate you, sanctify you in those areas that he wants to look more like him. And so when we're going through those things, it doesn't feel good, but God is telling you to decree, believe, and stand on and receive the name or the word or the release of what he said, even though you have not walked in the manifestation of it. You've got to believe it and see it as a done deal. Abraham had to believe and know he was already a father before he became a physical father. He had to already know in his heart and his spirit and his very soul that he was already what God called him, even though the manifestation of it was not there, was not evident. He didn't have the fruition of everything that God had promised, but he knew it was going to come to pass. Time could not kill that. Unproductive, reproductive organs could not stop that. Man could not stop it. Abraham knew that he could not die before he saw the promise. So it didn't matter to him how long it took. He knew he was going to walk in that promise. And the enemy tried to get us frustrated with time, trying to get us frustrated to make us think that we're making the wrong decisions, that we're trusting God, we need to do our own thing, that it's not happened yet. And he tried to use time as a weapon against us. But the word of God says, do not be deceived. Don't be deceived by the enemy, but don't be deceived in your own self. Don't be deceived in your own mind. Don't be deceived in your own attitude, your own posture of the spirit, in your own decree. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. The Message Bible says, don't be misled. God will not be made a fool of. And that means that God's word is so good, he's not going to look bad. He is not going to let his word fall and be void because he's a promise keeper. And if he said it, it's going to come to pass. Abraham had to go through the process. Sarah had to go through the process of God changing them and getting them ready because what they were getting ready to experience and encounter was not by their own might or their own strength or their own ability. God was going to command what should not have been to now become. So it was not going to be done by natural measures. It was going to be done by supernatural power, which was setting the stage for a supernatural Savior to come on scene. Because here it is, Abraham and Sarah are going to experience a supernatural experience or delivery to their natural body so that they can carry and house what is precious to God, what is the promise that is going to be linked to his people. So they had to be trusted with what God said was his, what was precious to him. And so they had to be trusted. They, in the process of their waiting, God was trusting them by building them up, by shaping them, by making them and changing them, by giving them his mind even the more, his desires even the more, so that they would walk in what he said, that they would even rehearse to the next generations everything that God promised, of who they were and what they were going to be. And they had to do it by faith, and they had to do it in power, knowing that it was so. They weren't just telling a story, but they were empowering and prophesying to every nation and every race and every creed that was going to be connected to them about the promises of God. Sometimes you've got to do the same thing, and you've got to do everything in you, not just saying, well, the Lord said no. Do it in power, knowing that God is faithful, and he's going to do exactly what he said. It doesn't matter what time is trying to say. God owns time. God made time. God can step into time anytime he wants to and do exactly what he wants to. Everything in your life has got to produce. And any place where there's unproductive areas, God is going to allow his spirit to go in and command the productivity of his word, his life, his truth, and everything in your life is going to line up to what he says, because you have to produce after the kind of the spirit. There is no lack, there's no sickness, there is no confusion, no separation or division in God. So wherever the enemy is trying to come in like a flood, the standard of the Lord is going to be raised. But in that standard, God is making and shaping us to house what is precious to him, so that it's his, whatever it is his marriage, his house, his children, his ministry. You're going to see him show up through you, and you're going to see the manifestation of what is precious to him, which is his life, his love being revealed, being showed to whoever and wherever he wants it. Abraham and Sarah had to learn that God was doing something. They were not going to take credit for what God was doing. You and I are not going to take credit for what God is doing. We cannot puff our chests out and say, we've done this and we've been so good and we've been so wonderful and this has happened because we followed all these steps. No, it's because God is good. It's because God is faithful. It is because God has promised, and it's for God's glory. It's about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the vessel that he's using in the earth to bring him glory, to show forth the glory, the praise of him in the earth to someone who doesn't know him but is watching your life or heard about your situation or is looking at your family or looking at something that you said or hearing you talk about God or anything that you're doing. They're looking at you. So it's through what you show them and demonstrate, even when you're not looking, that they're going to be drawn, that they're going to want to know your God, that they want to get in a greater relationship with him. So God is working on us for his glory, not for ours. So we have to make sure we keep it in perspective. Anything that God is doing is for his glory. It's for his praise. It is for his honor. And we do it because we love it. It's all going to him. It's not about us. It's about the king. And so Abraham got to the place that he understood. Sarah got to the place that she understood this was about God's will. This was about God doing what he desired to do with the people that he had chosen, that with the people that he loved. And that is the same thing with us. God's chosen us. He loves us, and he has a plan and a purpose greater than what we're at or what we'll ever face in our life, and it's for his glory. When you are in a place or a position where you are walking and believing what God said about you and it has not manifest on the outside, things come to mock you. But believe me, whenever it comes to mock you, don't agree with that. Abraham agreed, stayed in agreement with the covenant of God, that every time he went into Sarah, any time that he slept with his wife, any time that he talked about the promise, he agreed, grabbed that promise even more and held it closer. He held it tight because he saw it. He believed it so that he did not stop himself, even though his body might not have responded the way he wanted. Stop himself from going in because he understood, I'm doing what I'm supposed to by faith. I'm launching my faith in agreement with God. I'm doing what he said. I believe his report. I believe what he said. But I'm also going in and making sure that I do everything impossible, because I don't know when God is going to touch this body. But I know he promised it, and it's going to happen. There are certain things that God is going to require of you in your faith walk. Make sure you do it. Make sure you do it with all your heart by faith, knowing God. Every time I talk to someone who doesn't speak and I show them your love, one day they're going to speak back. One day they're going to be changed. One day something's going to happen. Whatever it is, little or small, that God is requiring of you and you're doing it, do it with all of your heart, because as you do it by faith, you're going to see a demonstration of God's power, and you don't know when change is going to happen, but change is going to happen. Your miracle is going to happen. something is going to be ignited in you. There's going to be a reproduction of what you've sown and what you're believing for activated in your life, in your situation, and no one is going to be able to stop it. God is going to make sure he gets the glory. So whatever it is God is telling you, don't allow your faith to be something that you say, maybe I don't have it. No, you have it because you were saved by it. And it's not your faith, it's God's faith. And if he's given you faith for his purpose and his plan, the measure that he's given to you, then you're going to succeed. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thatcher. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, 15 minutes of empowerment. I pray that you've been blessed. We'll be back here tomorrow at the same time, if the Lord should say so, and we're going to empower you and get you ready again so that you can go forth. God bless you.